Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, Whiskey Ginger fans? If you want to see the Red Rocket live, I got a chunk of dates left before the new year, and then I'm going to be kicking off my Red Rocket 2020 tour, which I'm super excited about. I'm back for a couple of dates, November 8 and 9. I'm at Zanies in Nashville, 10th in Huntsville, Alabama. Then I am in San Francisco at Cobb's. That's the 15th and the 16th of November. Then November 21, 22, 23, I'm going to be in Indianapolis, baby, Indiana, December 6th and 7th at the Bray Improv. December 14th, I'm at the Ice House doing two shows here in LA and Pasadena away. And then at the beginning of January, I do Edmonton and Denver Comedy Works, one of my favorite clubs to ever exist. Come out and see me. I also want to let everyone know at home, we are working on the Cheeto Chats. And I want to thank you guys so much. For real, for taking the time to listen, to watch, to subscribe, hit that subscribe button, like this, share it, go on iTunes and give it 5 stars and tell everyone how much you love the show. We do appreciate you, man. We really, really do. It's incredible how much love we get from everybody, and we're going to keep it moving. As long as you guys are listening and watching, I'll keep doing it, baby. But for now, enjoy the episode. Whiskey Ginger fans, as you know, I'm a big, big pusher of that Buffalo Trace, the only bourbon with balls. I love this stuff, man. Since 1773, they've been kicking out some of the good sauce. These guys are renegades. They even operated during Prohibition when it was naughty. They got medicinal purposes licenses to distribute whiskey for the good of the soul, for the mind, and the heart, because we need it, okay? Especially old white bones like me. Old see-through. The ginge. The Pale Riders. I love this stuff. I told you I made friends with those guys. They're incredible, man. It's bottled right there in Franklin County, in Kentucky. On site, the distillery is incredible. You should go take a tour if you have never been down there. It's wild. Harlan Wheatley, he's the master distiller down there. He does unconventional stuff. He tries new ways of creating new kinds of bourbon and other kinds of liquor. Some of it works, some of it don't work, but that's how it goes. But this stuff is so good, man. I do love it. Buffalo Trace Eagle Rare is what we also enjoy here, and a little bit of Blanton's, which I share a couple of sip saps with Big Brown on this episode. But as I push always, the Buff Trace is the only bourbon with balls, and I be drinking it. You should too. Enjoy it responsibly, like an adult.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You were that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
We're going to have some plans today. It's a special day, you know? Special day with the Big Brown Bear, who I've got a little bit of beef with.
Do you?
Oh, I got a little bit of beef with you, dog.
Is it because I went on?
Yeah, dude. We're not going to mention that other shit. We don't talk that. We're not fucking doing that other. Welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's Brendan Schaub. Big Brown, baby. Thanks for coming. Yeah. I should pour you first, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Little Blanton's. It's worth the drive. Now my town's on fire, yet I still made it here, dude.
You made it here and you're on fire. I appreciate that.
That's how much I love you.
I appreciate that, dude. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sip sap. I love you. I love you for coming out. Schaub's neighborhood is on fire. California is once again on fire, ladies and gentlemen.
God, it's frustrating. I woke up and I was like, did I leave the toaster on? I'm like smoke. Can barely see out my window.
It says it's one of those things where on the phone it says unhealthy air quality. Do not go outside.
I'm in the thick of it, dude.
Would you still run outside in this?
No, never.
I did today. I took a 5 mile run.
Oh wow!
In the unhealthy air.
Two packs.
I was smoking while I ran.
Smart.
I don't give a shit. Dude. I'm gonna smoke and I smoke and run, smoke and run, smoke and run.
Black lung pops.
You know, whatever, dude. That's how you really want to live long. Smoke, run, Eat really unhealthy food, throw it up, then red eat meat. A good meal.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, dude. That's what the old, I push old the dudes fucking do. Boundaries. Let's get this out of the way real fast. Let me hit you with my mad heat at you.
Oh, please, dude.
We're fire. Not going to mention it, but you did another show.
You guys should
hey,
be friends.
Hey, you did another show. You cocksucker. You did another show.
I was in town. Let in me tell Houston,
you, I don't give a during shit. During the floods, I don't give a shit.
They just set it up, dude.
You come do my show, dog. You're doing my show. It's okay. I understand. But there was a little internet beef going on of you doing a whiskey show. Let's be fucking clear. This is the Whiskey Ginger Podcast. You know what it is. Okay, bro? You know what it is. Now that you're here, you acknowledge thing. That this is the one. This is the only one.
This
well, is the only one.
Just I have
this
to play
is
fair.
The one. This is the one. Don't mention people's names. Don't mention these motherfuckers' names. No, I just the internet took a laugh to it. I thought it was really funny.
It was so funny, man.
It was it made me laugh. It was like one of those things where I was like, oh, this is so fucking stupid.
That guy's a whiskey extraordinaire.
Yeah,
he has a whiskey club.
Yeah, I'm just an alcoholic. Yeah. These are guys that like love the nuances. But the real joke is I can get my hands on way more shit than they can. What's up, dog?
You think?
Yeah, what's up, dog?
I don't know, dude.
What's up, dog? I got abilities, dude.
I got the
sneaks. I just don't care. I'm not a nerd with it. People are really into it.
Have you?
This is just a part of my life. That's like his thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
He's Mr. Whiskey. He has
yeah.
His own
that's
whiskey.
Like their thing. Yeah.
Like he brought.
Yeah, I have too much stuff going on to do that shit.
It's just yeah. It's not your thing. You know.
No, I'm a hilarious comedic genius, and you're into whiskey. Okay.
I'm sensing a little shade here.
No, I'm clearly kidding. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. It was funny to me.
Huh? Yeah, it was funny.
No, it was funny.
The thing is he brought like a 1917 whiskey from like World War, I forget, some yeah. crazy shit.
1917 would be World War One.
One?
Yeah.
One.
Dude.
One.
My dog, please tell me you don't think that was World War II.
No. But it might have been that. It was old, like 1912
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
It tastes like pure shit in a bottle.
Yeah, see, you know what's
because
so funny?
It's over 100 years old.
Some people don't realize that old whiskey, old booze doesn't taste that great, dude. I've had a lot of old shit. It's not that good.
Dude, have you ever had dry aged beef? Like 200 days or 300 days?
I'll give you the story right now. There's a restaurant.
Like pure shit.
Yeah, it tastes like, well, some people like, do you like blue cheese?
I like blue cheese, yes. Okay, I don't like dry aged.
So some old beef to people tastes like blue cheese.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, bro. No, I see. Okay, so I went to, there's a place in Hollywood here called APL. Do you know him? I think it's Adam Perry Lang. I think that's his name.
Was he a
famous
chef?
Famous beef. Jimmy Kimmel's like really good friends with him. All he does is post about how often he eats his...
His beef?
He eats his meat. Yeah, he eats his
is
beef
like
a lot.
Is he like Salt Bae? Like huh? He just like cuts it up?
No, dog. He's like a legit chef.
For cooking beef?
Yeah, dude. But he ages beef.
Okay.
Okay. So I went there for a birthday, for my old bag's birthday actually, and we took her there, and they had 375 aged day beef, and we had it, and I'm straight up, no disrespect, I was like, give me the new beef.
Just give me the filet.
Just give me the new beef.
Regular
give
shit.
Me the new beef. I don't like the old shit. I don't know what it is. Some people have such a palate for it. You know, like your boy, the show that you did, like I'm sure he has a different palate for different kinds of whiskey because he does it so much. But like sometimes when someone's like, this is the best old whatever, and I have it, and I'm like,
awful.
It's not that good.
Dude, I was in.
Who gave you Pappy? Oh, Where did you get Pappy?
That was Whiskey Pete.
Oh, he gave you that.
Yeah, he brought all that.
Okay.
The Pappy tastes like shit, by the way.
You don't like it?
Didn't like it.
Wow.
Not better than Blanton's, not better than Buffalo Trace.
Well, I think Blanton's
number
Blanton's
one
of my favorites.
He brought me like a 20-year-old Blanton's, and it was the best whiskey I've ever had.
Yeah, I got some secret stuff I'll show you after this.
Oh, what's up, dog?
Yeah, I got some secret stuff. I might send you home with something, you know?
Okay.
A little gifty gift.
But,
from the Buff Trace fam.
I was in Nashville, and I was in the hotel, and I'm on the elevator, and the chef is there, and he's like, Big Brown, you're my favorite. We're coming to the show. I'm like, oh, cool, man. He goes, we have the number one steakhouse in Nashville on the top of this building. He goes, really? He goes, it's number one in Nashville. And I go, yeah, but you work there. You have to say it. He goes, look it up. It's number one. He goes, I listen to all your shows. Dinner on me, you and your brother. Just don't even order anything.
Dope.
I'm like, all right, cool.
Sure.
Man. We go up there. He's like, oh, they bring out delicious stuff, appetizers. And then I shit you not, it's like ordering fajitas at Chili's where everyone looks like you're fucking ordering bottle service at the
club. Comes out with
this glass case, like a goddamn vampire was in there, comes out with all smoke inside of it. They open it up and the whole restaurant turns. I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, right here.
He's like, this is 500 day aged beef. It's the number one beef you will ever try.
Come on.
And that price was stupid.
Yeah, yeah, it's so dumb. It's so dumb.
The price, I'm like, God, I'd never pay that for that. And he starts dishing. I'm like, God, it looks like shit. And then they waited there for us to try it. And dude, and again, no shade. Thank you for your time. Thank you for all that.
No shade, shout out to them. But hold on. It was bad.
The worst thing I've ever had in my mouth.
Yeah, was that bad?
Oh, dude.
And you've had lots of weird things in your mouth.
Lots of
little troll dicks. Yeah, little weird whatever, things. Dude. Whatever, dude. Booty.
Whatever, dude.
You've eaten booty. I mean, booty. You think booty is better than that steak?
I'll eat it like groceries. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But this was the worst food I've ever had.
Damn.
I was so embarrassed.
What did you say? You didn't finish it?
Oh, no. Me and my brother tried it, and I was like, holy, what are we going to do? He goes, well, we got to finish it. I go, no, I got it. So he comes back, go, dude, I just realized I have to be at the show early. He goes,
damn, really?
I go,
yeah.
Dude, sound check. Can I get it to go? And he goes, no problem. Wraps up to go, and we just took off.
Perfect. You give it to a homeless guy. You're like, hey, man, do you like aged beef?
Here's the thing. We left on the table.
Oh, really? That's super disrespectful.
So much more disrespectful.
Yeah, so much more.
Because we forgot.
Because when you wrap it and leave it, it means you really didn't give a shit at all. If you just left it, you're like, we're full. We can't finish it. We got to go.
I can't believe people eat that shit.
Now, some people love it. I mean, the meat eaters of the world, like a lot of people, I think it's an acquired taste, which is such a phrase that I hate.
Acquired taste. Well, I'll say this. I've never had until I started doing stand-up comedy, I've never been an alcohol fan ever.
I know, but that's not whiskey, but nothing. That's not acquired. It's just because it wasn't something like acquired to me means you tried it a bunch and you didn't like it. And then a long period of time happened and then you liked it. That doesn't happen for me. If I try it and I don't like it, I'm probably never going to like it.
I would say like when I was in college, like I hated whiskey, hated it.
Yeah, would you just chug beers?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's because you're poor and that's what you do. Fair. You're never going to have good whiskey in college.
No, but nor would you be able to tell it's good whiskey.
Where'd you go to college?
University of Colorado.
Did you really? You got into that school? That's a good school.
Really good school. Double major.
What did you major in, dude?
Sociology, business. What's up, bro?
What, dude?
Yeah, dude.
How come you're bad at both?
I know, right?
Tell me what it's like. People really want to know. Nobody gets down to the nitty-gritty. What is it like working with a Southern handicapped person like Theo Von? What is it like? What's it like for like? What's it like to be like around? Do you ever feel like, you know, like this? Like I saw the Joker, and the Joker was deep, dude. The Joker was a deep cut.
How good was Brian in it?
Huh?
How good was Brian Callen?
Brian's back. And Brian Callen's back was the best shot movie I've ever seen. It was so cool to not see his face.
And he was up there. He shot for 6 days.
Yeah, 5/10 of a second. Loved it. Everyone else got. My favorite thing about all the cameos in that from comedians, because like Sam Morrell was in that, Gary Goldman was in that. Somebody else. A few other comics were in that. But it was the best Brian Callen, the best Brian Callen scene I've ever seen, because you don't see his face. You barely really feel him. He's in the background. That's how I like Bri.
That's how you like Bri.
Yeah. Not there. That's how I like him.
Not a lot.
Barely there.
Not a lot.
But you know what? I saw that movie and I mentally felt like, man, I feel disturbed. You know what I'm talking about? Like it made me feel kind of.
That's what I hear.
Made me feel kooky because you were like so deep in it. Is that what it feels like to work with Theo? That you like you feel like you might be.
Yeah, like
you might be losing it upstairs.
He has his demons. What? And I say demons, I mean monsters.
Monsters.
So then I'm like, oh, maybe I have some issues too. So
yeah, he brings it out of you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, see,
maybe,
that scares me. That what is that? Through osmosis, you start to lose it because of him.
A little bit. We're starting to look alike. I'm growing my hair out. I'm like, do I want a mullet?
Do you want
a
mullet?
Is this a wig? I don't know.
Would you mullet it up?
No.
It's not your style, though.
No. I started growing my hair out because I saw, for whatever reason, I've been obsessed with like the late 60s in Hollywood. Mm. So once upon a time in Hollywood, like that genre, like just the style, I've just been obsessed with it.
Really? You like that? You don't clothing though. You don't
I love it. I love
you
all,
do?
I
you would never wear that stuff.
I would if I wouldn't just get fucking annihilated by all my friends at the comedy store.
Yeah, I mean, I would shit on you, but I would give you props for being bold. Mm. I'm the first guy to be, see, Theo's going to dump on you because he's supposed to. Chris, you know, Chips will absolutely murder you for that.
But he can't, though, because he dresses ridiculous,
I know, but he thinks he's like, infallible. You know what I mean? He's like, you can't tell me nothing type of shit.
That's true.
But I'd give you props. I mean, dude, there's guys that wear shit that, no disrespect. I like Big J Oakerson, but, like, he wears fucking, like, driving gloves.
Yeah, he does wear gloves. You know what I'm saying? He wears winter gloves.
Yeah, but it's a bold choice, and I'm always like, dig the choice.
I respect it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I wear a jumper, like a straight jumper.
I know, but that's still fashionable today.
Yeah.
You'd have to wear 60 shit that nobody wears today. Like bell bottoms, was that 70s?
Bell bottoms coming back.
Are they making a comeback? Yeah. No, flared pants are, but not straight up legit bell bottoms.
They're getting there, especially for girls.
If you wear straight up bell bottoms, I'd give you crazy props. How about this? Can I buy you bell bottoms and you'll wear them on stage?
100%.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm 100% going to do that.
I'll do that.
Because I want to see you, because you have thick legs. I need to get really thick. Thick
it's
going to
look so ridiculous. Look like a look sea like a anemone.
Hourglass. Your legs would be an hourglass. Yeah. You'd be a little fucking mermaid.
Dude, I don't know. I'm growing my hair out. Yeah, I just like that vibe, man. I'm just growing up.
That's what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
Do you influence your kid like that? Do you try to, like, whatever you're doing? People always say, like, they want their kids to emulate their lifestyle. Do you dress him like you? You do, don't you?
No, my girl does, which I'm like, yeah, just let him do his thing.
Do you have the same shoes? Do you and him have similar shoes?
We have two pairs that are the same.
That's what I'm saying.
That he likes. We have these LeBrons, these Superman LeBrons, when we, like, work out together that we'll wear. Then we have these Nightmare Before Christmas Vans, but that's it.
Love that.
You know?
Wait, you guys work out together?
Yeah.
What does he bench?
About 225 right now.
Really? Two plates?
Two plates.
Whoa.
Two plates.
Dog, that's legit. Because he's only, what is he?
He's three.
Three or four? Three.
Yeah, three and a half.
So 225 is a pretty good start.
I got another one on the way, man.
I know, congrats.
That's kiddos crazy. For you and wifey?
We'll see, man. We'll see. I keep shooting in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And no barrier.
Matumbo. She's just matemboing.
Not in my house. Yeah, not she keeps doing there. That. No, I keep shooting. I keep cranking up the CO2 down there. I'm trying to do tricks at the trade.
How old is she?
Flicking my balls. I can't tell. Are you kidding me? I'll get...
Under 40.
Yes.
She's good.
Yes. That's what they say. Who knows? Dude, there's a fucking... There's people that... Theo's dad was like 90, right? When he had him?
You want Theo as a kid?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I should pump that out fast.
Get it going, dude.
That's what happens when you have a kid and you get older.
Get it going.
That scares me.
The dark arts comes out.
I'm trying. We're trying. But I feel like also, I'm so scared to have a daughter in Los Angeles. I talked to my buddy Aristotle the other day about that.
His name's Aristotle.
You know? Do you know him? Aristotle the Theorist. He directed Goatface, the show Goatface. Hassan and Fahim's group, their sketch group. Goatface was a Comedy Central special they put out. Hassan Minhaj, Asif Ali, Fahim Anwar.
I'd have to see him.
God, I'm naming all the brown people. You don't know any of the brown people. You don't.
No, I know Fahim's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, but it's his clique. It's his sketch group. If you haven't seen it, you should. I highly suggest watching.
I've seen some of their sketches. Fahim posts.
Aristotle directed it, but he's also an actor. He's phenomenal. But
his name's Aristotle.
Aristotle the Theorist. Crazy name, right?
What a name.
I know. Isn't that heavy? Aristotle a Theorist.
But he's not a comic.
Yeah, he is.
Not at the store and Laugh Factory. I'd see him.
He's not a regular at the store. No, I know. Yes, I know. Yeah, but he is. He's a good comic. We're giving him too many plugs right now. He's dog shit. Fuck him. Wipe him off the earth.
Fahim, though.
Fahim is a killer. Yeah, he's part of that group. They had a sketch group together called Goatface, and it kind of went by the wayside when Hassan went to go do Daily Show.
You mean Get Famous.
Got hella famous, yeah. On Vanity Fair and shit.
And was like, I'm good, guys.
Would you want to be on Vanity Fair? Would you do that if they asked you?
Yeah, I'd do it.
I would say no.
I'd rather do GQ, though. Like the whole style, like 70s, late 60s.
You know they have men's fitness. Why don't they have men's unfitness? Why don't they have men unhealth?
Why not men's dad fitness?
Regular dad. Yeah, dad fitness.
Dad fit.
Yeah.
Dad fit.
Like lifting a kid.
Yeah, but you just have like a dad body, dude.
Yeah.
You're doing dad things.
You don't have a dad bod, but you might, after the second kid, it might fuck you up.
Dude, I've been on this diet because I was in Hawaii with my kiddo.
What's this diet? You're not doing keto.
I've been keto, yeah.
Why are you guys all doing the keto thing?
Because it's an easy way to lose weight fast.
No carbs.
No carbs.
No sugar.
No sugar.
No fun. You're having sugar right now. This is sugar.
No sugar in whiskey, bro.
No, that's not. There isn't. That's right. What am I thinking? That's right.
Fuck whiskey. Me. That's originally how I started drinking because I was drinking like
that's right,
mixed
there
drinks
is no
and
sugar.
Like
my
beer,
brain thinks there's sugar.
And then I met with like this doctor, nutritionist. And he's like, you can have whiskey. You can have whiskey, man.
Yeah, vodka has sugar.
Nope. You can have tequila, vodka, whiskey, but you can only have it straight up.
Wait, why doesn't... I thought vodka had sugar in it.
No, none of them do.
Oh, it tastes sweet to me.
Vodka does?
Yeah.
It does a little bit.
I don't really like vodka. That's why. I have it extremely rarely. It's not my shit.
No, fuck no.
Because I can... Yeah.
But also... tequila and whiskey, I know for a fact, no sugar.
Do you like tequila?
No, I only drink whiskey, dude.
I do not have that shit.
I don't have many demands on the road, but usually, because I talk so much about it, they usually have Buffalo Trace in my room.
What is your rider? What is your rider?
What do you mean?
What's your rider in the room? What do you ask them in the room to have? Do you have a rider when you show up to the club? Are you like, I want this kind of snacks in the green room and all that shit?
No, they'll add, like, my brother's my tour manager, so if the club's like, oh, does Brendan want anything? They'll always say coffee, whiskey, that's it.
That's all you
that's
have?
That's all I need. That's it.
Yeah, Rogan has like such a small rider. I'm so surprised. It's so humble. I'm always like, this motherfucker could ask for, you know, he could do like the green M&Ms thing. You know,
the Mariah Carey, like
he doesn't do any of that shit. None of it.
He doesn't do any drinks or anything.
No, no, no. I'm saying he doesn't do anything ridiculous. It's like a deli tray. We always have a bottle of whiskey. We always have Sam Adams beer. I think somebody did that because he's from Boston. So they're like,
oh, Sam Adams.
Boston. Yeah, I don't think he likes that shit. He doesn't give a fuck about that.
No.
But we always have that, a deli tray, and some like mixed nuts and shit. That's it. But I can't imagine somebody like fucking Chappelle or Kevin Hart or any of those dudes.
Did Rogan tell you about being with Chappelle and how all his demands, like, there wasn't crazy, but his demands were like, any room he went to have red lighting.
Yeah, he told me that. Only he liked the lighting thing. Yeah, Joe said he liked that. He liked that every room that he went into was like this, like, dimmed red light.
He said the environment was better.
I wonder what that is. I don't know, because
it's a vibe.
I guess it's a vibe. But red light seems so heavy to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you shooting True Blood? Why are we just in red?
Is this weekend with a vampire? What's happening
right now?
The walls have to be bleeding. Red to me, no. But that's also because I'm orange. I don't like those colors. I don't like orange. I don't like red. I think they're repulsive colors.
I think it's such a boss move to. You got to be Dave Chappelle to go. Hey, any room? Red lighting.
Yeah. Any room. Every room.
Any room I go in.
So Joe said when he went back into his room, he was disappointed. He was like, he's like, oh, fucking regular lights.
There's just like, there's levels to the game in there. There's like Chappelle.
Tip.
Chappelle, and then everybody else.
And then me. I'm way down here.
If you're down there, then I'm even like, hello.
Brendan.
Get up here.
I've never ever asked for anything at a club, but some clubs do cool shit where they just put stuff in there for me as a you know, a nice thing. Yeah,
because they're great people.
That was very cool. Your shirt, Denver Comedy Works. I filmed my first album there, my first just audio-only album. And they filled the room with Cheetos, like tons of Cheetos.
That's so cool,
for
man.
Cheetos and Cheetos. It was like the nicest.
It goes such a long ways with a comedy. Like, you'll never forget that.
No, it was so cool. They had Cheetos everywhere.
That's
and they were
so
like,
fucking
thanks
cool.
for doing your album here, all this shit.
That's so cool.
Yeah, they're just good people.
One of the reasons I love Comedy Works, A, because it's in my hometown, but B, when I first started touring like 3.5 years ago, I was like, oh, because Comedy Works, even growing up, big deal.
Yeah, huge
deal. All the comics, all you guys talk about it. I'm like, I got to do Comedy Works. So my guys reached out, and Wendy, who runs it, mm-hmm. she's basically those of you that don't know, she's like the Mitzi of, of the Midwest or Denver area. So she goes, we love Brendan. I haven't seen him stand up. Can't give him a full weekend.
Yeah.
He can come down here. We'll give him a Wednesday late show. I'll see how he does. If it goes well, then next year, maybe the following year, we'll give him a full weekend.
Sure.
So I flew in for one night, did the late show at whatever, 10:30. Mm-hmm. And then the following, they're like, yeah, cool. The following year, they passed me to do
a full weekend.
Yeah.
She liked it.
Which I respect the fuck out of. Because
you know
legit. How comedy clubs are now. It's like, oh, this guy's on YouTube, or this guy used to.
Another fucking Jeremy Piven just jump in and jump out whenever he feels like it. He's doing 26 minutes or whatever the fuck. It's like, come on, man.
Correct.
But like, do an hour.
Don't go on the road.
Or don't go.
If you can't do it, you're not.
Yeah, it's like crazy disrespectful to me. The only people that can get away with not doing an hour are like comedy legends that they want to do something else.
I don't think they can either, really. Not this day and age.
Like, I'd be cool with it though, right?
Hmm. Oh, because they've earned it?
Yeah.
You're saying coming to town? I don't know, man.
If some dude only did 40 minutes, it'd be a bummer.
If it's 40?
A legend, yeah, and but that's what
he's earned it though, hasn't he?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you put in the work, you put in the time. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
it's not. It wouldn't be my preference if I was a fan, but I mean, you know,
if it's a killer 40, I'm like, all right, leaves me wanting for more. It's all new shit.
That's what I feel like. Why not? Yeah,
I'd rather have a hard 40 from a B's comic than 3 hours of
garbage
shit made where they're just like trying to find it on stage. And I hear these
tons of crowd work and shit.
Yeah, I hear these horror stories of these headliners go on the road and they're doing crowd work for an hour, and then their egos are so big they're on stage for another 2 hours and people are leaving. They just keep fucking going.
That's always wild to me.
Those are my favorite stories.
I'm tired.
Those are my favorite stories.
I want to go home. Why would you want to be up there?
Think about the narcissism.
Yeah, I'm going to stay up here.
3 hours.
Yeah, you've seen that sad video of Pablo Francisco. He's like, he was repeating bits and he was out of his mind and he just kept going and going and going and going. I mean, the poor guy, he needed some help. So I know, hate or anything, but it just bummed me out to watch that.
I think
dude.
That's a mental health issue.
Oh, yeah.
But there's guys who don't have it.
No, they just do it.
And they're just fuckheads.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everywhere I go, You know how it goes when you get picked up from the airport and you get all chummy with like the sister or whatever, or the manager. Mm-hmm. And then probably by the second night where there's a few drinks and they're like, oh, thanks for coming. I'm like, yeah. How's it been, man? They're like, good. I'm like, who have you had here lately? And then I love the horror stories.
Oh, yeah. They love opening
who's
up.
Who's been difficult? And they just.
Well, it's so funny. They go, no, you know, everyone's fine. And then like, you know, yeah. A day or two in, they're like, you know who's a fucking piece of shit? They, just like, they open the gates and you're like, tell me. I want to know all that shit. I want to hear all the flood. It. You want some more of this jazz?
Yeah, please,
yeah,
dude.
Let's give you some more, dude. You know? I'll give you some more of the horse. I went to go see these guys, man. I went to go see.
Have you posted that video that you sent me?
Yeah.
I loved it, man.
The Buff Trace fam. Good eggs. Yo, so now that you're this, I'm curious about this for real. Now that, like, You put your special out. Now you're touring right now. Are you doing a totally new hour? What are you doing? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, whole new hour.
Whole new hour.
I had a new hour to go before that special.
Before you get on the road.
Before I did the road, I just stayed in LA. But I had like 20-ish minute, 25 minutes before that special even fucking aired. I was so sick of it by the time it was ready to go.
Yeah, that's most specials.
Yeah.
But do you like the special? Are you happy with it?
I hate everything I do. I hate my podcast.
Yeah, you should hate everything.
My special.
Everyone should
hate
everything.
I hate the set I'm going to do tonight. I hate you. No, I'm just kidding. I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
No, I know what you mean.
I hate hearing myself. I hate, you know, to do a special with only doing 3 years of comedy is insane, dude. It's insane. That's my path. That's my journey. I'm proud of it, but it's just like, I hate everything I do.
There's not one thing that you're like, yeah, I'm stoked about that.
Just my son. But career wise, no.
Wow.
No, never.
Mm-mm. Well, save that. Hold, bottle that and fucking keep that moving.
There's a darkness here, bro. There's a, huh?
I hate, dude. I don't like anything that I think that's hard. When you find people that like your shit, it's relieving. They go, okay, yeah, I guess it is for them more than it is for me. Like to make sure that you need them to like it more than you like it sometimes. Cause it's hard for you to like your own shit. You're in it all the time.
I'm in it and then, you know, for me, it's just, you know, I'm the punter on the football team, I feel like, around comics. You know, I'm like I'm on the team, but I didn't go through the same training camp as the rest
of the
team.
That's very
funny. You know what I'm saying?
You're the kicker, yeah.
I'm the kicker. Like, you need me. I'm cool, but I didn't go through the same hell days as everybody else.
I'm the free safety, you know? I get some props here and there, but I'm not a wide receiver yet.
You're not
you know what I mean? No.
You know?
I'm on defense, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nobody respects defense as much as they fucking should.
I agree.
Nobody respects me as much as they fucking should. No, that's what it is.
You're the free safety, playing defense. And Fahim's the strong safety.
That's so true.
No one gives a fuck.
No one gives a fuck, dude. But we're the secondary.
But both of you guys are...
We're killers.
Such beast.
Oh. Hey, we'll fuck you up. Come into the secondary. Watch me fuck you up. And then there's guys like, you know, Chips is so clearly a wide receiver because he barely
wants. Oh, he's Odell Beckham.
He doesn't want to run the routes all the way. You know what I mean? He just kind of saunters out there and catches
it. Everyone's there to see him. Has the visor and the
stupid
shiny.
Fucking watches and all his bullshit. His dumb chain. Let's talk. Chips put on a chain. If people don't know, fucking my arch enemy, Chips Delano, is wearing a chain around town now. But not like Shab's chain. Shab's chain has... There's meaning to it. There's it's a nice chain. He's got a fucking chain from when we were in junior high. The thick chain link chains. Like,
see, you know how
he thinks he's from Brooklyn.
You know
this guy's from fucking northwest, northeast Los Angeles by the mountains. I love it.
But
he's
ridiculous. I respect the fuck out of it though. Like, he just showed up the other
day. I love the kid.
With
a green
jacket on, that chain.
I know, it's so annoying.
These skinny jeans. I'm like, fuck yeah. Dude.
I have to smile at him every time I see him. Who would change their clothing game? That you just couldn't get over, that you'd be like, no, you can't do that shit. Like, who comic-wise that we're friends with could start wearing that shit, and you'd be like, okay, you're losing it.
If Rogan did, I'd be like, what?
You're losing your fucking
mind. Why are
we
doing this?
Yeah, you're losing your
mind. Well, that's not you, is it?
No, that is
like
so true.
Like the Tesla, slippery road, my man.
I was surprised.
Yeah. But I forgave you.
Because the speed is kind of tight. It's fast. It's fast, dude.
Yeah, it's fast. But
I like engines too.
About.
You're not gonna fucking get me to change my mind.
No, me neither.
I don't want to plug in my vehicle.
No,
something so there's something so.
I'm not there yet.
Something ninny-ish about it.
And when he did, I was like,
yeah.
He pulled on like, you serious? He goes, drive it, bro. I went, never gonna happen, dude.
Yeah, I just like engines for some reason. I know a man built it, and I know like hands got on it, and I know it's like there's. Just the kinetic energy. There's something sexy as fuck
about
it. I love
the feeling.
Yeah, you hear it. When you sit on it, when you're in it, and you... I don't know, man. There's nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
Like, I've driven around those Teslas. I've driven around the dual motor and all that shit, the fast one, the
The hybrids and all that, half electrical.
I've done all that shit.
It's not the same feeling.
They're cool.
Sort of video games.
Yeah, I know. It's a video game. And I don't want to drive a video game.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's just I can't really do it. I'm also afraid. I don't want to die in an electric car. If I die in a fast engine car, it's just something cool about that.
I thought about that the other night because when I go to...
Who flipped their Ferrari the other day?
Earl Spence Jr. Yeah, Spence, the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. Him or Terrence Crawford.
And he flipped
his 48 Spider, which is convertible. And he flipped... Have you seen the video? Flipped it multiple times.
It was like 7 or 8 times.
Wasn't wearing a seatbelt, so it ejected him, like threw him, which they say is the reason
saved
he
saved his life. I know, I hate to hear that,
too. So what's up, seatbelts?
What's up, seatbelt? I know you do your job most of the time.
You're fucking wrong, you know? buckle up.
Kids at home,
ass.
Please buckle up. Please wear your fucking seatbelt.
What is it?
Click it or ticket.
Yeah, suck these nuts.
Hell yeah,
he broke his teeth. That's it.
Yeah, they said he chipped his teeth and broke ribs or something like that.
But, dude, you're talking, pound for pound, one or two.
So what was it? What car was it?
It was a 48
Spider.
Oh,
shit.
Dope car. Here's the problem with these Ferraris and Lambos that, you know, a lot of celebrities like to get in them and stuff. Like, you got to fucking know the car, man.
Yeah, you got to be able to drive.
That ain't the car to twerk out in and, like, show off in. Because rear-wheel drive, it's fucking, you know, some have 800 horsepower. They're light. It's a night. If you don't know what you're doing, there couldn't be a worse car for these guys to have.
Real,
they look cool, but
it's just not.
V12, that ain't the car, man.
No, see, and I also... I'm tired of rear-wheel drive right now. Like, I want all-wheel drive. I know that's lame, but I'm tired of it. I don't like... If there's too much power to the rear...
The feeling?
Yeah, it's just too much...
That's where I'm at.
Too much power, I slip all the time. It's annoying. If I'm trying to, like have some fun with it and really turn it on, I don't like slipping.
The number one... The best car, mid-engine Porsche GT3 RS.
Yeah, that's the one.
Or GT2 RS. You it'd be hard to fuck it up. The GT2 has a supercharged, so it's a little crazy, but the GT3 doesn't. Naturally aspirated, flat six, dude. That's what all these rappers and you want to be a dumbass? Drive that.
Yeah, but they don't. But they won't. They don't know those cars.
I know.
Right? They know what they hear. They know about Lambos. Mm-hmm. Lambo is such a common phrase for rappers because they think like that's the Lambo, that Lambo SUV that people have and shit.
That thing's disgusting.
Most trash ass fucking car I've ever seen in my life. The Lambo SUV might as well just be a minivan with Lamborghini on it.
That's exactly.
It what looks like shit. It looks like the old Astro vans, and they just gave it some squared off dimensions. I think it's the most.
But even Italians,
car.
Like to them, that's Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that's like, Pizza. That's
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you got a Domino's
real shit
car
over here. You guys made this.
I know.
So you could sell fucking keep the brand.
You know
they
why?
Did just keep the brand
because people are gonna buy it. That's dude. It's smart they for do. Them.
These big companies like Porsche did it. It's Porsche was gonna go bankrupt. They released the Cayenne that saved the brand.
What's the other one too? The Cayenne and the what?
The Cayenne.
There's two SUVs that they make.
No, they just have one. Oh no, they have the Cayenne and then the
There's a baby one.
The Macan.
Macan. Yeah, the Macan. But I bet you the Macan flies off the shelves because it's like the lower price. Compact version. That's what people want.
That's what keeps the lights on. Like the GTS, the GTS, the GT 2 RSs. Like those aren't.
They're not many selling like hotcakes. Nah.
No, you're talking about $300,000, $350,000 car. But also,
Jesus
it's like
Christ.
Yeah, but Lamborghini too.
350 G's for those things. It's why. I mean, get it. You got that paper? Go get it. Is there a car? Is there your dream car? What's your dream car?
I don't. I mean, I'm fortunate enough, to drive a few of my dream cars.
Son of a bitch.
I know,
dirty bitch.
I know.
What's my dream car? Is like a. I want like an old. I want like an old, 2002 BMW. You know those? Those old. You know those? You ever seen those?
Which one? You're talking about like a.
No. The model was 2002, 2002. From the 70s.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah,
big
I'll
boy.
Show you. Yeah, I'll
that's
show
what
you.
You're
I'll
feeling, huh?
I just think it's a cool. I just think it's a cool.
I like
old.
I like
look
the
at this.
V12, the 8 series that they used to do.
Look at this 1972 BMW 2002. It's just like a sexy old. I feel like a German farmer. Do you know what I mean? Beep beep. Are the crops already? You know.
Yeah, I mean,
come here. Get some. Get some.
I feel
something so fun about that car.
Fun. Yeah. No, I feel it's not, you.
And
it'd be fun.
You put a nice engine in that bitch. I just think it's a sexy look. The nose is still pointy.
No,
and
I dig
angry,
it.
You know?
I mean.
Very Hitler-esque.
God, man. I feel like we could get you one right now.
Oh, no. I could buy one right now.
$2,000.
Yeah, I could buy one right now. But you know how much work you'd have to put into making it a dope car? Cleaning
I
it
don't
up?
Know, dude. There's one here, custom, ready to go, $2,800.
What is it? No way. There's no way it's in good condition. There's just no way.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, there's no way. Those are rare cars
that's
to find.
Your dream car, though.
It's not my dream car. It's just like, it's a thing that I want when I just. I just want one car that's my, like, show up on a lot for a TV show. And they're like, oh, that is fun.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah, because it's so easy to drive a nice car in L.A. Every idiot has a nice car in L.A.
But yeah, but they're so doing it.
So it's cooler
it
to me if you have something unique.
Agree.
Like that. Like,
see, that's the problem with, like, Ferraris or Lambos. Like, yeah. Most of the fuckboys who have them, they have no idea, like, what goes in that car.
Right.
If they have a super fast or if they have a...
Has someone ever pulled up next to you and invited you to go, like, on a drive with them?
I had a guy in a McLaren pull up next to me and race. I'm like, dude, I'm too old for this, dude. Down Laurel Canyon at 2 in the morning. I was like, dude, I'm 35.
In a McLaren, you have lost, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, those things are so bad.
But also, we're 35. Where are we? What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm not going to race.
What are we doing?
How old was he, though?
Man, didn't look that young.
He was hating his family. He was like, dude, let's go.
You rolled down the window and was like, vroom, vroom, and I just went like this.
He's like, woo. You're like, what's up? He's like, I hate my wife. I want to flip this thing and die. Let's go.
Come on.
Fuck my
kids.
Man. I'm trying to flip this fucking thing,
take
dude.
Take it, man.
Let's fucking rock, dude. Don't puss out on me. I get, you know what's so funny? Is like whenever you have kind of a nice car, people do want to race you or they want to come up and challenge you no matter what kind of car they have, dude. I mean, the fucking Nissan Sentra will come
it's
up to you.
It's their own insecurities.
They
it's
just,
but
yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
What's funny is my brother's like the biggest car guy. And when I bought my car, he goes, man, good. I mean, if a McLaren pulls up to you, you're fucked. I went, yep, but I'm 35.
Yeah,
I'm
you know, I can't do that.
I'm not Vin Diesel. Mm. I don't give a fuck. I don't live my life one
you're
quarter mile
of,
at a time.
You're kind
you know
of Vin
saying?
Diesel, though. You're kind of diesel-y.
Yeah, but I like chicks. So I don't, that's not my thing, you know? We all know Vin Diesel's gay, yeah? So that's not my thing,
for
you know?
Sure.
So my brother's like, you know, if on a track, that thing would destroy you. I'm like, yep. But I'm driving it down Laurel Canyon.
Yeah,
just
going
like
to get groceries.
Handcrafted, Italian made.
You're going to race to Whole Foods?
Last V12. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's craftsmanship in it. So,
but the
sure enough.
But the insides aren't as hot as they should be, by the way.
Oh, have you been in mine?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, there's something
oh,
about it. There's something
really?
About it to me that I'm like. Eh.
Have you been in Aston Martin?
Yes.
The insides are
different story.
Phenomenal.
Different story. See, I think they've handcrafted that car to perfection.
Agree.
I think the insides of those cars of Aston Martins are like. And
there's
for some reason, but for some reason to me, dude, I've been in a handful of Ferraris, and I'm always like, that's okay.
Have you been a Bentley?
Yeah, but I don't like Bentleys, dude. It's not for me. Pass. Not for me.
Really?
I
even
don't,
the super sport ones?
I don't,
the R's?
I don't like British people.
Oh, wow.
I don't
well,
like
British,
British stuff.
My mom born and raised
yeah,
there,
I don't like
so.
British things.
You like Aston Martins?
We escaped you for a reason. We
you like
came
Aston
here.
Martins, though?
I know, but Aston Martins, it's like its own thing for me. Like Bentley and Rolls Royce feels like British, snow like Porsche.
Land Rover?
And Aston Martin feels like... Land Rover's owned by, like, Ford now.
But they started there.
I know, but they're like, Ford now.
Okay, but...
Something about... I know they're British... I know, but Bentley and Rolls-Royce have this snobby British royal family-esque thing about it.
Well, there's nothing
and Aston
more
Martin
British
feels like
Aston
the
Martin.
Bad boy.
Really?
He feels like he got away from Britain. You know what I mean?
It's from a factory, like, 2 hours outside London. Handcrafted.
I know.
They make, like... 700 a year.
It just feels dirty to me. It feels like a sexy, dirty boy car, like a
yeah.
bad boy. And Rolls and Bentley just feels too snobbish for some reason. They feel inherently British, like extremely posh, very clean. Like an umbrella in the door is the most fucking whack shit on earth
I'm
to
not
me.
A big Rolls Royce fan.
I don't
Bentley,
like any
Bentley
of that
I
stuff.
Fucks with.
You do?
Certain ones. I used to have one. There
what,
was a dope
you had
car.
A GT?
I had a GT
Yeah, you did.
R.
Yeah, you did, you goon. You fucking...
GTR.
You goon.
It's a great car, man. Great car, dude.
Your brother's a car dude. What does he drive? What does he drive?
He drives
you got
a
all the fancy
GT3.
Ones. Oh, he does.
Porsche, yeah.
Did you buy it for him? Did you buy your brother a fucking car? Did you buy your mom a car ever? What did you buy her? You're such an athlete. That's what athletes do. They buy their mom's cars. Why is that?
Is it an athlete or is that a good son?
I don't know, dude. Because something about like every athlete I know, they buy their mom a car.
The
Why?
Only difference is when I was an athlete, I didn't do it because there's no certainty there.
Yeah.
There's no longevity.
Yeah, I
and
guess
I
that's
knew
true.
That. So I was just like... Hoarding. Mm. You know, it's just, you know, now a little different.
It's a little different.
It's different.
It's very fucking different.
Very different.
You're not getting fucking kicked in the fucking head.
And getting half my paycheck if I make a mistake, you know? It's just
that's
a different
wild.
Game.
Now when you make mistakes, you get more money.
Correct.
God, that's wild. What a dream. What a dream come true.
God.
To do a show with a geriatric and a southern handicapped person and to just be living the dream. Would you ever think that? Do you ever think when you were training that you were going to get to this point?
Never.
Isn't
but Brian
wild?
Called it. The first person I ever called was Whitney Cummings. And then Brian, like during, I was like in the middle of training camp, was like, dude, because I was like, I was in the thick of it. And Brian was like, I don't know why you're doing this. I was like, excuse me? He's like, you're just going to do stand-up, man. When yeah. you're done, I was like, you're out your goddamn mind. He's like, I'm telling you. But Whitney even called it way before that. Way before that.
She did?
Oh, yeah. Way before.
She's Whitney's the first a soothsayer.
One. She's the, yeah, she's the first one.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Whiskey Ginger fans, do you have a tough time going to the grocery store, making a meal? Is that clogging up your day? Do you need something easy and flexible that fits your lifestyle? Well, you need to get yourself a little bit of HelloFresh. HelloFresh is home-cooked meals made super simple. It's delicious meals at home. And regardless of your comfort level in the kitchen, it gives you step-by-step recipes that are pre-measured ingredients. You'll have everything you need to get that dinner on the table. Ding, ding, ding. Come eat, y'all. Say goodbye to going to the grocery store and forgetting what to buy. I do that all the time. It's awful. I love HelloFresh. It arrives at your door. It's healthy, smart. They have all sorts of different options. Calorie-friendly, vegetarian. It's a great meal kit, man. It is really wonderful to throw away all the nonsense of cooking. I'm not a huge fan of going to collect stuff, trying to figure out what's going to taste the best. They tell you what to do. It's perfect for dudes. I mean, women too, but also dumb dudes. Just tell me what to do, okay? And I'll be good at it. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/whiskey80. Enter whiskey80. And you're going to get yourself $80 off your first month. I mean, that's like 8 free meals. That's absurd. Seriously, try it out. Go to HelloFresh.com/whiskey80. Enter that promo code whiskey80 to get yourself 80 bones off of some nice, delicious, door-delivered meals. Are you guys getting good sleep at night? If not, you are just like the Rocket. I'm terrible, man. I toss and turn. I sweat. My undercarriage gets all sweaty. The underneath, the nithkin, the grundle, the gooch, whatever you want to call it, gets all nasty and sweaty at night. I move pillows around, throw them constantly. But now things have changed for me. I am dead serious about this. Buffy is more than just a comforter, man. It is the most legit comfortable bedding I've ever had in my entire life. It's eucalyptus fiber. It's softer than cotton. But it's also earth-friendly. It's sourced from renewable forests. They're doing such a great job at Buffy. It's incredible, man. 17,000 people have given this 5-star reviews, and I'm one of them. I promise you, it is worth the hype. But they give you a free trial. They free ship it, free returns. So you can put it on your bed, see if you dig it. And if not, which I highly doubt, you can throw it back to them for free. But I got to tell you, dude, it makes super soft, earth-friendly bedding that will change your night. I'm telling you, I don't get too hot. I don't get too cold. And that's such a big problem for me. So go ahead and take $20 off with the code whiskey at buffy.co, buffy.co. Use that promo code whiskey. Get yourself a better night's sleep after listening to the gym.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Whitney is my like end-all be-all for anything if I really want something answered. If I'm really interested in like getting a real answer of like the nitty-gritty of
she's
bullshit.
My therapist. Yeah,
yeah, she'll
I
give you no bullshit.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. You don't. I pay her.
Do you?
Yeah.
God, fuck.
Give her $100,000 a day. Literally every single day.
Every single
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it's so weird. She makes me wire it first thing in the fucking morning. Are you on the road right now? What are you doing? Yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah, starting next week, I'm on the road.
Are you going to prep for a new hour or are you taking your time? Are you trying to put out a new special or trying to prep for a special or are you taking your fucking time?
I'm taking my time. I'm taking my time to get as good as I can. I'm taking my time. There's no rush. But, you know, I'd say in the next, you know, 2 years.
Yeah, two
from
years.
Now,
yeah, take your time.
2-3 years, yeah.
Let's get down to the real shit.
What do you got, bro?
What's your real fear? What's your biggest fear? What's your real
failure.
Legit fear?
Just yeah,
that,
not,
that it's all gonna go away.
Oh yeah.
Do you think about that all the time?
I'm sure it's seated somewhere in the back of my mind for sure.
What's
it's seated? Yeah, it's somewhere in there. You know,
deep down,
always trying to fit in, always trying to belong. You know,
yeah,
always.
But that'll go away.
I don't know if it does.
Yeah, no, that'll go away. The more comfortable that you get with comedy as time goes on, comedy kind of just
do that way.
Comedy will just do that to you, though. Mm. It'll just level it out a little bit. I just think because like what comedy, if you're so invested like you are in comedy, it just slowly but surely kind of fixes that issue for some reason.
It's all I care about. Like I fired my manager probably like 4 weeks ago.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
What happened?
Fired my manager. They just had different goals. Like they're always trying to get me to do these acting things and this TV thing. I'm like, no, stand up.
You don't want to act at all.
If it was the right thing, I would be open to it. You know, I'll never say never, but I'm obsessed with stand up. So anything that deviates from that, it's just like,
No, you don't want to do it.
It's not the plan. It's not the plan.
I mean, I do it all. I do it both. I like
Well, you're phenomenal. But here's the thing. You're a phenomenal actor. Like, that's your thing. You're very good at it. You've also been doing stand-up for a while. You're a great stand-up comic. So you're good. You have time to have your foot over here and have your foot over there.
But I got
to
tell you, man.
I'm so behind the eight ball.
It's hard. Well, is it worth it? That's the other thing for you, right? Everyone has to see. There's this idea that, like, oh, you're a comic, you should be an actor. It's like, well, is it worth it? Like, for D'Elia, like, when Chips goes and acts, I'm always like, he knows he does way more money, way more fan growth, maybe way more, like, exposure when he's doing stand-up by far than when he does acting.
By far. I don't get it. I had the same talk with Theo.
Well, because I think he loves it. I think Chips really does love acting.
Brian and Chris love acting.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
The background, but Chris grew up around it, right? His dad, big producer, so.
So that's why it works, though. That's what I mean is, like.
But everyone wants what they can't have, but it's like.
Yeah.
I think if, you know, one of my favorite podcasts, Armchair Expert.
With Dax.
Yeah. I fucking love Dax. He's like a therapist for me. But he talks about it like, you know, he'll be on set and they'll have a comedian on there. And the comedian's the only one flying a private jet getting there. And he had no idea. And he's like, dude, how much are you making a year?
Yeah.
Or like a big podcast. He's like, what the fuck? So it's like, yeah, you can do this. You're not going to own it. You're working for somebody else.
Yeah.
Or you invest in stand-up. You own every bit of it.
Yeah, it's all you.
You control the narrative.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's kind of the future of what's happening to a degree. I mean, you never know what the next change is going to be, but also, like, when, like, you know, like, dude, Tommy Buns, fucking Saguna's flying around in private jets now, which is fucking wild to watch.
I was just with him.
How is it? He goes, it's hard to go back, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to go back. I when you get a little taste, dude, once you get on a private jet, you're like, oh, fuck.
Different animal.
I want to do this all the time.
Well, you want to get to the point where that's not an issue. You just want to be famous enough and make as much money as possible being a stand-up where you can fly private and it ain't shit.
Yeah, well, you know what I want to do? Like the Seinfeld thing. I've heard that he flies home every night after the gig. Like no matter what time he flies back to where he goes home.
But he's only doing one giant theater or stadium.
He's probably doing a couple shows that night, probably doing two shows in the night. You know what I mean?
And then goes back.
But instead of sleeping in the city, he's like, gone.
I'd rather just fly out the next morning, right? I love
being
he's been doing it so long. So if you've been doing it for
a while. Also, he's got a family.
So do I.
I know, but you don't love your family. You know what I mean? No, but he's got to go home. He's got to go home to, like, you know what I mean?
His kids are older, though, you know?
I just feel like he's got that. That sounds like a Seinfeldian thing, to be like, I want to sleep in my own bed. Whether or not that's a true story or just a fucking
I heard
rumor.
Ari say his superpower is not having kids. And I was thinking about that for a long time. And in a way, it is. He's 100% right, and Ari's Ari. But also, my superpower is I do have a kid because, and you just, my business manager showed me this. When I had a kid, before I had a kid, I was here. As soon as I had that kid, everything went to here.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. There was no plan. It's just this Papa Bear energy kicks in, and all of a sudden these juices are flowing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that thing I want to do, I'm going to do that. Oh, I was thinking about doing this, I'm going to do that. And then it's just, things started to line up, man.
Are you mad at Ari?
No, I love Ari.
Are you mad about the fucking drugging, Bert? Do you think that's people got mad because they thought it was a mean thing to do, was to put Molly in Bert's shit.
Man, around the family,
like,
that's
tough. If I told you I put something in there,
I'd be upset.
Yeah, you'd be pissed.
Because I got shit to do.
See, I have Bert's back on this hard. I love Ari to death, but I was like, dude, that's not cool. It's not cool to give somebody something and not tell them. It's cool to be like, yo, do you want to do this thing
together?
Especially
like the heavy dosage. And Bert had, like, he had a set that night, like a big show that night.
I think he said he had a
He
was getting on a plane.
To do a show.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. He was going that night. And then also,
Ari,
like, you're around your kids. Like,
I love Ari, but I'm like,
but also, I just saw a clip of it and what Bert told me. So I don't know, like, the whole extent of it, but, like, Ari would never do that to Rogan.
No, dude, what the fuck? Are you nuts? He'd kill him. No way. He would never.
I don't think he'd do it to Tom. Tom don't play that game.
No, Tom, he couldn't do
Tom's
it to Tom.
Tom's not a jokey.
But that's the problem with Bert. Is, like, Bert's so fun and fun-loving and loose that Ari probably thought it would be okay. I'm sure Ari was like, of all the people
I don't know how close Ari and Bert are.
It doesn't matter. Bert's just such a fun-loving, I-want-to-party guy.
Like, you could do it to Brian Callen.
But that'd be funny.
Be funny.
It'd be funny. Even if he got mad, it's even funnier.
Even funny.
Should we dose Callen?
Be hilarious.
Let's dose the shit out of him. Let's give him mushrooms and not tell him. Let's go get lunch somewhere and give him mushrooms.
Wait, what?
No, I'll rape him. I'll rip him. I'm not afraid to say that. I'll rip Brian Callen for sure.
Cool. I don't know.
I'll fuck him up, dude. Fuck him up. I just think dosing someone. So a buddy of mine did it to me when we were in college.
College makes sense. You're a dumbass. You know
I know, but I was leaving that night. I was leaving D.C., and it was a thunderstorm, and I was going to get on a plane in a thunderstorm.
What did he dose you with?
That's what I was going to say. It wasn't anything bad. It was just condensed THC butter, so it was just weed butter.
But still.
But it was a lot, dude. It was a lot, dude, because we ate this meal. Do you remember, you know, the Stouffer's, the dinner for two? You know, like the bag and the pan?
Hell yeah.
Dude, he cooks this up. It's like noodles and chicken, and I remember sitting watching TV, and it's thunderstorming outside. And he goes, how do you feel? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, how do you feel? I'm like, I mean, I'm full. I'm good. Like, I thought he was asking, like, did I get enough food?
Good meal, man.
I was like, I'm good, man. He's like, I put a whole bunch of THC butter in there. Dude, within second, I run to the bathroom. I was like,
I feel like you wouldn't be cool with it.
I was not cool with it, dude. Do not
do it.
You have
a darkness.
I'll fucking kill you.
There's certain guys, yeah.
Don't dose me. I only want to do drugs when I feel like doing drugs.
Oh, I'm a guy. Yeah, I'm not a big drug guy, so.
You haven't done a lot of drugs.
No.
What's the worst you've done?
I did ketamine on accident.
What the fuck?
Like 2 weeks ago.
How do you slip Special into K. ketamine?
I was in this group in Austin with some close friends of mine. And
obviously not that close.
Really close. And
you got...
I didn't know. Like, I'm such a moron. He was like, oh, you want some ketamine? I was like, excuse me? And I go, what do you do? He goes, oh, you just spray it. It makes you feel good. I was like...
What do you mean spray it? I'm lost.
It was a nasal spray.
Oh,
ketamine.
What the fuck?
Special K.
I've never seen a spray before.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I spray shit all the time. My nose have allergies. So you just... So I went, shh. Man, I felt fantastic.
For how long?
Probably like 4 hours.
Did you slip into what's called a K-hole? Do you know what that is?
No.
You kind of like stare at something for an extended period of time and you like drift away into like a black hole?
I was staring at this girl's titties.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Give me them titties,
what's up,
dude.
What's up, bitch?
What's up, titties, girl?
What's up, bitch?
What's up?
I started talking like that. What's up, motherfucker?
Hey, what's up with them titties, girl?
What's up, girl? Like, suck this dick, girl.
Sounds like Doc from the comedy show. What's up? Hey, what's up with them titties, Drew? What's up, Drew?
Yeah, I have no idea. And then ketamine, I was like, yeah, it's whatever. It just makes you feel good drug. It's like, you know, like a light Molly. And then I was talking to Brian just
Diet
randomly.
Molly, yeah.
And I was like, he's like, oh, how's your weekend? I was like, oh, it's good, man. Yeah, I did this ketamine. And he's like, excuse me? And I was like, yeah, it was just a spray. I felt fine. He's like, dude, that's a serious drug.
It is
like,
a serious drug.
Really?
But I mean.
Special K? I went, never heard of it. I've never heard of it.
Really?
Never heard of it.
But you're from.
I'd absolutely 100% do it again.
You would?
Ah, dude, fantastic.
What drug would you never do again? Have you done cocaine?
No.
Same. Never touched it.
Nope, never fucked with it.
Never cocaine.
No.
Like we're both
like
pausing
uppers.
Like. Oh, okay.
I don't like uppers. I get that. I've been fucking with nicotine lately.
You've been smoking?
No, not smoking. So nicotine gets a bad rap because it's delivery system. But nicotine for people with like older people with like what they found out, obviously you're going to get lung cancer from smoking. Mm. But the nicotine delays or cures dementia, brain trauma. So there's a lot of huge benefits to nicotine.
Well, how are you taking it? By pill or by vape?
No, not vape. Terrible for you too. Packets. I have these little packets. It's not a chew, so there's no fiberglass or anything, but it's these packets that slowly drain into your gums.
Holy shit, can I have? I want to try this.
Yeah, I'll give you some.
Can I tell you
Are
something?
Are you out tonight? You have sets tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you some.
Improv tonight. Store improv. Can I tell you something secret?
Yeah.
I started smoking a little bit again.
So are you a cigarette guy?
I used to smoke cigarettes a long time ago.
I find it kind of sexy, dude. Like a James
Dean. I'm not going to lie, dude. I fucking, sometimes I love a cigarette.
You'd look cool with a cigarette.
I like cigarettes. It's so annoying that like once in a while, people that smoke know. Years ago, I quit smoking. And then like sometimes like.
Just a drag.
I don't know, man. I love it. Nah, I'll sneak a cigarette by myself. It's like a sad, shameful, like take a walk around the neighborhood.
That's how I am with cupcakes. Yeah.
You go walk around and get fat with cupcakes?
Oh, I'll get
like a big fat bad boy?
Like,
do you go to the grocery store and will you eat like 12 of them and shit?
What I'll do, I'll go to Whole Foods. You know how they have those little glass.
Come on, dude.
So I'll go buy, I go, all right, is that gingerbread? I'll have one. But then I
how many? What's your most gluttonous point? Like when you're really like letting it go? You rock out. Will you sit and like eat a whole box of donuts by yourself or a whole pizza by yourself?
I'll eat an entire cheese pizza from Joe's by my hood.
Love.
Which is fantastic. I'll get extra marinara.
Joe's of Bleecker Street from New York. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
I know. But it's a fake one. It's not the real Joe's.
Oh, it's
not. Joe's in New York, the best pizza in the world.
Yeah. So it's not Joe's of Bleecker Street.
Joe's, and I posted about them, and the real Joe's hit me up. They have my picture on the wall.
Talking about, because there's a Joe's on Sunset next to the store. That's Joe's of Bleecker Street from New York as well.
They're not
connected.
Joe's.
Oh, so never mind.
I post about them, and the real Joe's in New York went, hey, man, don't tag us in that.
This ain't
not
us.
Our shit.
Oh.
My bad. So, but I will order this fake Joe's out here in California with extra marinara. I'll eat the whole pizza, and then I'll get Oreos, and I'll eat two sleeves worth with coffee.
With coffee?
With coffee.
Why, because you want to shit it out?
Nope.
Just because? You just want the coffee?
Coffee and cookies, bro.
What the fuck? Coffee and cookies sounds like my grandmother.
It
sounds like my big my grandmother was like a big fat woman. She would just eat coffee and cookies all day long, bro.
Yeah, that's what my grandmother
And she would
does.
Eat like shortbread cookies though, you know, like just sugar cookies, really. You know?
Delicious.
Oh, just dunk, eat
I
all day long.
I love it, dude. I love it.
Do you have fat people in your family?
My grandma's fat as fuck.
She's alive?
99, just turned 99.
Shut up. 99. What does she do? What does she do to stay alive?
Eat. Yeah, super
This is
fat.
Why this stuff is bullshit. It means nothing.
Mm-mm.
You can be the healthiest guy.
She used to
guy.
Swim every day, though. She still swims, but she swam every day since she was like 12 years old.
Up until what?
Single day.
60s, 70s?
Oh, no. In her 90s, she was swimming around like a goddamn fucking walrus.
See? Swimming is good. It doesn't break any of your joints. It's not going to fuck up your back. It's not going to fuck up your knees.
She was thick. She still is thick, bro.
She's a heavy woman.
Big girl.
Where did you get your size from?
Probably her. Or no, I asked my dad that.
Because your dad is not a big guy?
My dad's 6'3", 220, in shape. Better shape than me.
That's big.
He's pretty big. But I had my grandpa's dad was he was from England. Was big.
Big guy.
6'6".
British guy.
Yeah. 6'6", 260, street brawler.
Really, one of those old British street boxers that fought like this.
Yep. It's a crazy mustache.
What?
Yeah.
You got pictures and shit?
Tattooed up. I got pictures. Yeah.
Tattoo at that era?
Yeah.
Super rare.
Sailor tattoos, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, only two ways, right? If you were in like a gang or you were a sailor.
Sailor.
And now everyone has tattoos anyway. Do you regret some of these fucking things?
Oh, yeah.
How many? All of them?
This entire sleeve here.
That Boston Red Sox tattoo?
Nope. Don't regret that.
You don't regret that?
No.
Just because it's singular. It's by itself. That's why I think it's weird.
No.
Put something around it.
Nope.
Put the green monster on it.
No,
put the green monster around your fucking arm.
Put the Boston
arm. Put the
logo.
Monster right around your arm.
No, my son's name's Boston. My son that comes in November is Boston. Boston J.
That's embarrassing. You guys are such trash. Boston people are so fucking trash.
Yeah,
dude, my fucking kid's fucking name is Boston, bro.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just like.
Why do you like the Red Sox? You're from Denver, though.
No, it has nothing to do with the team, anything. It just, I just love the name Boston. Boston J.
But why the Red Sox on your arm?
Because it represents Boston. So, like, I have this for my son when he was born. So, I got to get one for my new one, you know?
So stupid.
Yeah. Just different, man.
But but no connection to Boston.
Zero. Boston's Boston's actually an English name. It was originally.
Yeah. Well, everything on the East Coast was England. New England is because we fucking came over and they were like,
there you go.
We're back again.
There you go.
Yeah, but still, that's nothing. That's not you. You're Denver. You're Colorado.
No, but my mom was born and raised in England, so my family's super English.
I guess.
Yeah.
Why don't you name your kid London then?
It's a dope name.
You are that white guy. You do that, right?
I do that. Like I don't like normal shit.
I like
loud cars, coats, kids.
Yeah, you like it big.
Know if I like it big.
You like things that are a lot. That's a lot.
I like girls with big titties, big asses. I like fast cars.
Did you ever date a girl with small boobs?
If she had a great ass, yeah.
So I had to have the ass. So white girls never really on the table when you dated, never.
There's a few white girls out there.
But not really.
With the squats, you feel me?
That's a new thing now because I think all the butts are fake. Are all the butts fake? I see all the butts now. They all look fake. All white girls with big butts, I'm like,
but
fake.
But even if they're fake, it's like if it's a Brazilian butt lift, it's just fat in their ass. Like,
yeah, but I think about long term. What is that doing? What is that?
You're looking too much into it.
I know. Oh, I have too much scope.
Yeah.
I have too much view on the world.
Yeah, you're too cool.
It's happening
you're
now,
too knowledgeable.
Dude.
Yeah, you gotta live
it's happening
moment.
Now, dude.
Yeah, bus nuts now.
Bus nuts now. Welcome back to Bus Nuts Now. My guest today is Brendan Schaub.
And
bus
he's
Nuts
busting.
Now. BNN, the BNN network.
And he's
busting. The big butt thing is just, I see it all the time and I'm always like, if I can. Also, I don't know why the obsession with butts. I don't understand that. It's where you poop from. I don't get why that's a big deal. I don't know why you like butt. People like butts so much.
It's in our DNA, you know?
Well, hips are because you birth.
Big hips, big ass.
I know, but seeing a big fat ass. Fat titties to milk?
Yeah.
I don't want
to. It's in our DNA.
Yeah.
Like you see a girl with a flat ass.
I like no ass and no tits. I want a boy. I want a 13-year-old boy body.
Your wife looks like Mr. Burns or what?
Mm-hmm. It's a boy. It's a boy.
With long hair.
She's a boy.
She's a boy.
She's a young boy. Who scantily skips around town with the fucking stick in the wheel and shit like it's the twice.
That's your vibe, man.
That's my shit, dude.
You don't have any tattoos.
Dude, I would never. Why am I going to fuck up this perfect, beautiful skin? No, I can't get tattoos because I don't like anything that much.
See, I don't think it's that serious.
It is, though. It's on your body for the rest of your life.
Who cares, though?
No.
But I'll say this. As a comic now, I'm self-conscious of my tattoos. So you'll see, unless I'm on the road doing my crowd, which they are obviously familiar with my tattoos.
Sleeves.
Yeah, I'm at the store,
yeah.
At the improv.
Long sleeves.
Long sleeves, always.
Yeah, I guess I... Always. Yeah,
it's a distraction,
I never
right?
thought about that.
I already look like an asshole, the way I dress. I'm big.
He's a big, goofy, goony fuck.
Just a big dude.
Yeah.
So I'm like a... You know, they're like, oh, fuck this guy.
You don't want to give them more reason to be like, fuck you. But unless when you're on the road, you'll short sleeve it.
They know, yeah. That's
I can't get a tattoo because I just, for me, I'm zero to 100. I know if I get one tattoo, I'll have more than you within a month.
It's exhausting.
Within a month, I would do that. I'm a fool. I would go, well, I want the whole arm. And I wouldn't stop until I got the whole arm.
Ugh.
I'm the kind of guy that like something around the house. It's not, I'll get to it later. I'm going to get to it now and I'm going to do fucking all of it.
Me too.
The Halloween decorations that you saw outside. And in one day, in one afternoon,
I
got to do it. I have to finish it. Yeah. So for me,
if I like something, I
have
to
do it.
Like I have this coat I'm obsessed with. I'm into fashion, dude.
You're a big fashion head.
Yeah.
You're a fashionista, bro.
Dude.
I'm wearing fucking sweatpants. I don't give a shit.
I just noticed that.
But these are comfy bumpkin, dude.
You know, they're pretty cool, though. You look cool. You always dress cool.
I always dress chill. I'm about as... You know why I dress like this with like no labels and blank? Because if I die, I don't want to be embarrassed in what I die in.
That's fair.
I think about that all the time. If I have a heart attack walking the dog, I don't want to be in some ridiculous shirt where they're like
being like a fucking Jordan.
Yeah, I don't want to be wearing like a Jordan tank top. You know what I mean? I don't want to look like a fucking asshole when the ambulance is carrying me away and they're like, what happened to that weird looking asshole? I want to wear
basketball
blank clothes.
Fan, huh?
I'm already ready to go.
You're good. Yeah.
Bury me in this.
You're ready for the leisure of death.
Do you want to be buried or do you want to be lit up?
I don't want to be lit up.
You don't want to be
who knows where technology's at? Who knows?
What, do you want to be frozen?
Freeze me up, dude, like Walt Disney.
I want to be mafia'd. I want them to put cement on my feet after I die and throw me in the ocean. I think that's cool.
Oh.
Mafia me after I'm dead.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Because they would do that to kill people, to cement them and throw them in the ocean. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Cement them and throw them in a lake. Cement me after I'm dead and then let me weaken at Bernie's my way at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, wow.
Let the fish eat me. Make me food.
That's so dark, man.
Why not? What you want to say? What's your body's all gone?
I don't know.
The soul is gone.
Maybe.
This is the shell.
Maybe.
The shell means nothing.
We don't know, dude.
I know.
We don't know.
Do you really think there's some worth to this?
No. It's just a meat vehicle.
This is the most important thing.
The brain.
The brain. So if there's no way to save that.
But even the brain. Well, but aren't they think they can download now with technology? They're thinking. Subconscious,
I don't think they can.
Conscious
I think they're trying to understand how to.
I heard a very smart guy say,
By the way, we're two not smart guys talking about this, so we'll see where this goes.
This is all bro science.
Yeah, this is all bro science. Welcome back to Bro Science, dude. Strap the fuck in, or don't. Don't wear your seatbelt. You might live longer. Fucking
but
A.
Also, bust nuts and get tattoos.
Bust nuts,
and live
get
in the
tattoos,
moment.
Dude. Thug life.
Work for us.
Work for us, or him. What? So what? If they could download your brain?
I heard a very smart guy say they can basically recreate any organ, heart, lung, muscle, everything.
Except for the brain.
The one thing they can't fuck with, they can't figure out is the brain.
Totally, dude.
That's it.
That's my point, though. So I'm saying all this stuff doesn't mean shit.
So also stop playing football, though, you know?
I know.
And also stop fighting.
But kind of. It's a part of our DNA.
I know.
Fighting is the beginning of time. Do you think you have CTE?
CTE?
Yeah. Do you think you have brain damage? Sometimes when you look at me and your left eye droops and it looks down
just,
at my
that's,
leg.
That's how I was born. Chameleon eyes. I don't know. I think I use, and I was talking with this guy, Dave Logan, who's like a Denver icon, played at University of Colorado, was All-American.
Yeah.
Played
go,
10 years
go
for
Buffs,
the Denver,
go Buffs, baby.
Played 10 years for the Broncos. And him and I were talking about CT. I go, you worry about it? He goes, nah, man. And I think the same thing for you. We use our brain so much. And we're firing with those neurons. It's just, I don't think it's there, man.
So you think because the nodes are firing so often that you're clearing out all that?
I have to constantly use it, you know, and I'm, you know, with CBD oil and fish oil, like.
So you think you're fixing it. You're like Gronk. You know, Gronk says he got rid of all, he said CTE doesn't exist for him. Rob Gronkowski, you know who that is?
I do, and I think by him saying he doesn't have CTE shows that
for sure he's
CTE.
Got it. Yeah, without a doubt.
Him spiking the ball all the time and shit. And
well, also if you hear him speak in conversation, you're like, oh boy,
yeah, go wow, it's gonna be
oh
a long,
boy, this
it's gonna be a long
interesting
life, brother,
guy.
If you talking like that,
yeah, I don't, yeah, I mean, I don't. How many times have you been knocked out?
I mean, if you combine football,
sleepy,
and fighting,
out. Yeah,
10,
less
than that, yeah, less.
But football, what? How many times in football?
I was never knocked out. I was never knocked out.
How many concussions are in your name?
That's the problem. I, you know, played football since I was four.
And
wait, assignment for tackle fighting, football when I was four, Dad.
Yeah, well, you know, Dad's got to put you somewhere.
Yeah, pay for college.
Yeah, he's not gonna love you. You know,
yeah, that's true. That's
what? How many times did you get concussions? Do you think over a dozen?
Yeah.
Damn.
But there's a thing in your that you can do a blood sample and get your DNA checked, and there's some sort of precursor where if you're more prone to the concussions, where it's gonna affect you long term. I don't have it.
Oh, really? They can test for that shit?
They can test for it.
I have 3 concussions under my belt.
From what?
Sports, all sports. 1 football, 2 basketball.
You used to play football?
When I was in junior high, and then I realized I wanted to play basketball in high school.
Smart man.
So my dad was like, you can't do both. You're going to get hurt in football and not be able to play basketball season.
Smart dad.
Yeah, he just knew I loved I was way better at basketball than I ever was at football. So it was so obvious. It was like, what do you want to do, get hurt at a sport you're not even that good at? You're okay?
That's where I'm at with my kid. It's like...
Don't get hurt in a sport where you're like, you're good... So you can't play the sport that you're very good at.
Yeah, but you're not also, yeah, if you're not going anywhere, like my son's not insanely skilled at football, you ain't playing. If this ain't taking you somewhere, you're
how
not
would
playing.
You know?
You know.
You're gonna let him try though.
Oh, I'm gonna let him try.
That's my point.
I just
let him
feel
try.
Like even man, when I was like in middle, like you know. I'm just telling you, you know.
No, yeah, no. You can tell.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Like now in preschool, if they toss a ball in there, it's like game, my son's fucking it's game over.
You can see, huh? So you're going to let him play?
I'm going to let him try it. And if he's passionate about it and that like, that's what he's focused on, I'm like, all right, dude, it could take you down an awesome road. I don't, you know, him getting to the NFL, it's, you know, it's less than 1% chance. But also just the connections and the people and the relationships you're going to develop, the networking, like that's going to be fantastic.
What do you want your daughter to do?
I don't have a daughter. Another boy on the way.
Oh, it is another boy.
I wish it was a girl, though.
You do? Why?
Yeah. I want a girl, man.
Insane. You're out of your fucking head.
Nah.
You want a girl?
Yeah.
You want a girl in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
She's going to be at Hyde just getting smacked in the face with dicks. You're going to be down the street at the store telling jokes.
Hopefully if you're a better dad.
Dad, no one said. No, I don't think it has anything to do with a dad anymore.
You don't?
I think it's cultural.
I do.
I think this city is the cultural mecca wasteland of like ruining young girls' lives.
So where should we raise them?
Go back to Denver.
Nope, it's social media, dude. Social media fucks them.
But here's I think the city has all the devils, though.
Nope.
LA has all the devils.
I think social media has the devils, no matter where you're at. Here's the fucking
move to
problem.
Boise, Idaho. I'm sure you'll be safe.
No, dude, because he has Instagram. So growing up, when you and I, when we got a bike, it might have been a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But it was our bike. We thought it was the baddest bike in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. But now my kid goes on Instagram, he sees Billy in New York got a way better bike, and he's like, oh, my
your kid is on
sucks.
Instagram at 3 years old?
No, fuck, no. I'm just saying as he
but
gets
get him
older,
an iPhone, though. He should have an iPhone by now.
By 3?
But what, 3 or 4. I feel like 4 is the age where you get him an iPhone, right? Don't get him the Pro. Just get him the 11.
Just the regular?
Yeah, just the
or
11.
Or give him a flip phone.
Yeah. Your son's like Bill Murray. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Social media
you know
is ruining.
Social media fucks you.
It's going to ruin them.
Even with stand-up comedy, like someone's conversation with a comic the other night where like...
Do you get jealous now because of social media? You're seeing other comics?
I don't. I've never had that problem.
Okay, so what do you mean? Who does?
A lot of comics do because they compare themselves
to
other
comics. On the come up.
I think some big boys. I think some big boys...
Who?
I won't say names.
Call it out, you fucking bitch.
Nope.
Why?
You know how it is. You've been around the scene.
I know, dude.
They're comparing where they're at to this guy.
I think the goats don't do that. I think the best of the best don't do that.
The goats don't because they're there.
They don't care.
They don't care.
So what, guys at my level do that, you think?
Define your level.
Working professional comedian with a solid fan base. Working professional comedian with a solid fan base. That's it. I'm not.
Give me some other examples. Who is
guys in my realm?
Give me some guys in your realm.
People we perform with at our level. I would Tony Hinchcliffe, Ian Edwards. You know what I mean? Like guys at the solid fan base, working professional comedian who tour and that there's a bevy of there's a fuckload of us. The majority of the people at the store.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The best of the best, there's only a few of them. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like my generation of guys doesn't really hound on what other people are doing anymore. I feel like that was like a thing of the past for my generation. I don't pay attention as much as I used to. I think it's just because you get older and you don't care.
I'm also newer in the game. But it's like, to me, it's inspiring when I see it. Like,
how about this? I'm more supportive than I used to be. I'm more happy for other people that are kicking out shit.
I think you have to be, otherwise
you're gonna drown.
No one has time. You're like, you're not gonna survive. Like, yeah. You're gonna get eaten alive if you're not happy for especially at the store. All of us. Like, we're out in the parking lot. Like, if you're not happy, you're out.
Yeah, you kind of get kicked out by your own omission, huh? Isn't that weird? That kind of like happens. Doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time.
I think you and Fahim are in the same boat. There's guys like this is where I list you, like you, Fahim. Just hear me out here. You, Fahim, guys like what's his fucking name? New York comic, one of my favorite people in the world. Not Schultz. Schultz is.
I love Andrew. Mark Norman. Yeah, I love Mark.
It's you guys, right?
Yeah.
Norman.
Yeah,
Schultz,
that's my class.
Santino and Mark Norman, right?
So Fahim.
So there's you four.
Yeah.
To me, it's just a matter of time before the world goes and the lights on you. It's like, oh well, there's your next four.
The next
greats.
Crew, right?
Yeah, like that's like you guys are so good at stand up. Yeah, but so when I go on the road and like I see stand up and this guy's like, oh, I'm barely getting up, I'm doing this. I'm like, dude, I see these guys who are, as soon as the rocket ship's on them, it's game over. And I see how hard they work, and you're not working that hard. You're not even in the race, brother.
Yeah, there's
like
a lot
those,
of
those. Like, yeah, you have no idea.
That's true.
I see it all the time.
But you're looking at you're seeing it the most, right? You see it a lot. That's what I'm saying. Social media sees it. You see. I try to not see it anymore.
Oh no, I'm probably better at social media as far as not seeing it, negative or positive comments than anybody.
Yeah,
I don't see any of it.
You don't read any of that shit?
I post. I haven't read a comment this month.
Let's read some.
Please don't.
Let's read one right now.
Please don't.
This is going to be fun. This is for me. Let's see. Brennan Schaub. Okay. Let's read. Let's just do one picture of
you.
Are
you going to be mean to me?
No. Why would I be mean to you? Let's just one picture. So you, Jeremiah, and
Jade.
Okay. Here we go. This is what the internet is, by the way. First comment I see. Beto DM'd hating on my story. What a scrub. Has nothing to do with your photo.
Okay.
Anyone know where that jacket is from? Need that jacket. Funny show last night. These are all nice. Who's the cuck?
Are they talking about Jeremiah or me?
I don't know. Jeremiah seems more cucky than you for sure. Yeah, he would want somebody to fuck his wife and watch. Look, it's Adam Sandler. That jacket is fresh. Fire. Girl on the left is fine. This is all very nice, dude. This is really, really nice.
Well, yeah.
These are all very nice. There was no hate. I put a picture up.
But here's the thing. If there's any hate,
yeah,
it won't last.
It won't translate to you.
Well, I don't see positive or negative because I have an assistant cat who will, I don't put up with any negative. If let's say today I'll post a picture of you and me.
Yeah.
Santino, suck. You're blocked. You're gone.
Oh, you let that's it. You do friend. That. Oh, that's funny. Oh,
I don't do it. I have someone deal with it. There will be no negativity.
I won't put up with it. I like that.
No way.
Get the scrubs out.
Yeah, there's no time for it.
That's so interesting. Because what you're really communicating is you don't need someone to say something nice, but you cannot say something mean. That's what you're saying?
You can say, if it's an opinion, like, man, if they put, man, I think Shop stand-up's bad compared to Santino, that's an opinion, that's fine. I won't block that.
You don't
that.
Like it when someone's so like...
If they go, oh, you fucking suck, all right, you're out, dude. You're out.
I love that.
Yeah.
They do that because they want your attention.
But I don't see it.
I know. I'm just saying those people do that because they follow you because all they want to do is to have you acknowledge it, right?
For sure.
They want you to go, what's up, dude? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like Rogan posted a thing saying I'm going to Cleveland and Detroit with him at the end of the month. And some guy, dude, I am as good as I can be about avoiding this shit. Some fucking guy, like six comments in a row about being like, I don't know why you bring this fucking loser with you. This guy sucks.
He's jealous.
It's fine. Yeah. I don't care. I was like,
did you pop off at him?
No, but this was like a 60-year-old man. You're like, are you good, dog? Do you not have shit going on?
No, but he's
like,
not.
No,
but
that's
he's not.
Well, that's what it scares me. Like when it's a young kid, I get it. It's fine. I actually kind of, when it's a young kid, I'm like, yeah, if it's a 20-something-year-old, I'm always like,
but it's not fine.
I don't care.
I do.
I don't care.
Here's my thing. I don't care.
I care more when it's a dad. Dude, you got four kids and you have like a mortgage
and shit.
There's
nothing worse.
That makes me sad.
But it's just his insecurity. But also, I used to, when I would see it, if they had kids, I would DM and go, dude, you're a dad.
You're a dad, dog.
Go tell your kids that you just hated on this successful dude.
On
Let me know how it goes.
On the internet. Yeah, see, you're right. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's more sad when they're older.
When they're young too. I don't associate. I don't fucks with anybody who would leave a negative comment on somebody else's page.
I like that about you, dude.
No one.
You don't deal with it.
No.
Oh, that's so sweet. That means something's right up here then. The fact that you have that in you, because I'm not quick enough to. I kind of go through this thing of like, whatever, dude. Maybe that guy's a fucking. Maybe that's his thing. He's just a hater, and that's his thing. And let him deal with that on his own. I let them. You know what's fun too is letting my fans deal with it.
They'll light them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
I kind of think that's funny.
That's fun.
So as a comedian, that's funny. To me, it's kind of like
sometimes
if I'm gonna have some fun with it, I'll just be like, hey, is this guy? What's up with this guy?
My thing is, it's just like there's enough negativity in the world. Don't come to my.
You don't fucking need it.
Mm.
You don't need it at all. Mm. I love that. Listen.
Life is tough enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is. What's your deepest, darkest secret?
I'm gay.
Are you really?
No.
Are you really gay? Look at me in the face and say you're not gay.
Not gay.
You're gay, dude.
Like I said, I've never met your wife. Yeah. So I was like, man, this is a beard situation.
So what, dude? Maybe I am. By the way, if I was gay, dude, I'd be so famous in Hollywood by now.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it?
Dude, you'd be Brad Pitt.
I'd be gay Brad Pitt. I'm sorry, I'd be redheaded Brad Pitt.
I would be Big Gay Rock.
You'd be Big Gay Rock.
I'd be The Rock.
Should we do a gay rock bat Brad Pitt? We'll do a
buddy comedy. Buddy like comedy cop like movie. That.
Yeah.
We're just gay.
Where we like fight crime and then we fuck at the end?
Yeah. We get in the karma.
Good
job, babe.
And you're like, don't forget who we are. And then we get in the car and just tugging you off as we drive away in the sunset.
That'd be sick, dude.
They haven't had any gay superheroes. I mean, superheroes have been gay, but they haven't had like a gay hero like when he's done.
Captain America sucks, dick.
Is he gay?
I think so.
Wind, earth, fire, water. With our forces combined.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
He was. I'm sure. I just think they've never had you'll never see like Batman go home and kiss a dude.
Robin's clearly a gay.
Robin's
man.
Not gay, dude. I know
dude,
people
Robin's
say that, but Robin
the
was not. No, he wasn't, dude. Robin was just like the insecure little homie from the hood that he tried to help out. That's all it was.
That's fair.
Robin was just his homie that he was like, dude, I'll help you out. Because Batman was still clipping. He was still clipping.
Batman
hoes.
Was popping.
He was always
and
clipping.
He was trying to put Robin on, wasn't he? And Robin just never. Robin got content.
You know what Robin is?
You know what Robin is?
Robin is Batman's opener, but he just is not that good.
He's Lenoci.
Oh, shit.
Lenoci, I'm just kidding.
That was so
you know I love
good.
You.
No, dude, let that
kidding.
One sit. Let that one
nope,
sit.
Nope, I love
let
him.
That one
nope,
sit. Nope. That's so good job.
No
let
hate.
That one
nope,
sit.
Nope, I love him. Chris is Batman. Lenoci's Robin, isn't he?
That's so good. And who is Mark Hayes? Who's the Irish idiot? He's
the Riddler, isn't he?
No. He's the fucking... Yeah, no, what's his Alfred? He's fucking Alfred. He's the butler. Hayes is the butler, the potato. Potato. Hey, what's up, potato? You plugging? This that is right. Yes, he is the fucking Riddler. What would your superhero relationship be with Callan? Who would Callan be to you?
Callan would be shit.
If you guys were superheroes, what would your relationship be? What would your relationship be with Theo if you were superheroes?
If me and Cal were superheroes, if you've ever seen The Dark Knight, he was like the leader, right? Like he was the leader of the Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
But I'm Batman.
Yeah,
so
but
then
you're still
I like
Batman.
Learn the traits. I'm like, oh, you're a moron. I don't want to do this. I'm gonna dip out.
I'm out.
And I whoop his ass and then do my own thing. That's what that is.
He taught me everything. He did.
But then eventually I go, oh, you're crazy. I'm out.
The student has become the teacher. Did you have was there a problem when you started with Theo when you did the podcast instead of doing it just with
I
Callan?
Talked to Callan first. I was just like,
he didn't care, huh?
I think he was like, if this is what you want to do, how many podcasts you want to do? Like, I think it might take away from firing the kid. And I said, I'll try it. If it is an issue, I'll stop doing it. You tell me. You want me to stop doing it? I'll stop doing it. Mm. Just let me know. And Brian's such a good person and just like so supportive. We haven't had any issues. You know,
that's good. Most people don't. I mean, you know, that's hard. It's hard to do one. So I get it.
But also, you know, balance. Brian's doing, you know, I think they're going to revamp the 10-minute podcast with Dalia, him and Sasso.
Yeah, they should.
So, yeah, of course. So, but you know what me and Brian have is so special. Like, I think me and Brian, especially now, you know, we're 7 years in. We just had our 500th episode, which
God damn.
It's, and we're way over 500. That's what's funny is we started counting when we got the Fox. We probably had 200 more episodes before that.
Damn.
That we're doing at Brian's garage. So me and Brian have been together forever. So it's like...
You know, I didn't announce what this is. This is my 1-year anniversary. Isn't that wild? I wanted to have you. This is my 1 year. Well, let me. It's funny because somebody else said that they were like, "It's a military chopper." Isn't that crazy?
The fires, dude.
I know. That's seriously what that is. When the military choppers go by, that's when I hear that. That's super rare.
Let me just check my phone.
Yeah, you're
my
good. You're good.
Like, well, my kid's on fire.
Well, hold on. This will be my anniversary episode. Clip this out. Let's say goodnight. Sure. We gotta go because you gotta make sure you're not burning down to the ground.
Fight some fires.
I know. Everybody who knows you already knows. People that don't know, you should really listen to Fighter and the Kid, and also
you should listen
to King and the Sting because they're both phenomenal podcasts. And also, dude, you have another fucking bite. I mean, what do you mean? You're doing three shows at once right now, right?
I got a lot of right now.
You're still doing the Showtime
show. That's why I don't
do. Are you still doing the Showtime show or not?
Oh, yeah. I just signed a new deal with them. I can't get into it, but yeah, they're going to announce it, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Where are you on the road?
When's this come out? Next week?
Yeah, Friday. So a week from today.
I'm in Philadelphia tonight. Probably sold out, though, you fucks.
You fucking losers. Wait outside and try to get a poster, a high five, or a hug.
Way to go. Hot chicks, I'll get you in.
Hot chicks, you'll get in. Dudes, Friday, no chance.
Dudes,
no chance.
No chance.
That's the tour is going to be called Dudes, No Chance.
Dude, no chance.
Dudes, no chance.
Dudes only. Wait, what?
No.
So I'm in Philly, and then in November, I'm in Dallas, Salt Lake City, and then... the big one, in January, I'm at Boston at the Wilbur. It's almost sold out. We're trying to add a second
How
show.
How fun, bro. That's so fucking great. Going back to your not-home-hometown.
TFATK.com, Doc. Tickets. I love you, man.
Go to FighterAndTheKid.com.
TFATK.com
to go find tickets.
Or Brendan Schaub on Instagram.
I'll link all that stuff in the description. Go to AndrewSantino.com for all my shit. I love you. Thank you for coming for my anniversary episode. Go save your family, dude. Don't make sure nobody's burning. If you could lose one of your family members, who would it be? It's going to be kid or girl, dude.
Got to get rid of the girl,
Gotta get rid of the girl,
my
dude.
My kid's young.
The boy's, the boy's worth it. Yeah, he's got a lot to do.
My girl, her dream was a G-Wagon. She's there. You know?
You got her G-Wagon and that's it? She's over?
She's good.
That's a really... Shoot for the ceiling, right?
2002 BMW, you know?
That's not my dream car.
Yeah, that's what you said.
All right, it's my dream car. Will you buy it for me?
If it's $2,000, yeah, you got it, man. That's what I saw on eBay.
For real? You're going to buy it. All right, dude. It's a promise is a promise.
Promise is a promise.
Thank you to Brendan Schaub for coming. Thank you guys for listening for my... this is my anniversary episode. This is wild. I should have made a bigger stink about it, but I didn't. But it's my one-year anniversary of doing this podcast. This is fucking crazy to me. And I thought of you to be my 1 year. How much better was this than the other whiskey show? Go ahead and say it.
It's good.
Go ahead and say this was better.
It's good.
Look at me in the fucking face and say it was better. Say it was
You're
better.
You're my boy. It's better. It's better.
I love you. Goodbye.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.